It is very foggy here. Meaning it's extremely moist here, which is good because parts of the area are still on fire. I don't know enough about fire business to know that this just is enough to make it automatic, but I'm sure that there's still a fight raging north of here, but still, this combined with maybe rain tomorrow, they were saying, has got to be fucking good news. For the firefighting efforts. So to celebrate, I'm going to the gas station, where I'll buy a drink. It's less of a celebration and more of a constant requirement. This gas station is in transition in terms of, like, the drinks they're carrying and stuff like that. Like, the shelves were emptied out when I was there yesterday, and they did not have the standard, by standard I mean tall can, not a big battery-looking fucking thing. They did not have the standard size can of Rockstar. Was it zero punched fruit punch, the zero calorie fruit punch flavor? They didn't have it. They had it in the giant can size, so I got one of those yesterday, and that served me well. But like their other, the Rockstar selection seemed reduced. Why are all these cars here? What the fuck is... Oh, no. I can't get to the gas. I should have gone straight, and then I could fucking just loop around and get into the gas station that way. Instead, I took this turn, and now I'm, like, out here in the middle of this intersection. And these cars need to move so I can get to the gas station. Also, these cars need to move because this is where I need to go to get on the freeway. Is okay. All right. I don't know what's happening. This isn't looking good. Whatever the fuck's going on. What is the meaning of this? We'll just get a little bit further ahead so I can get in the gas station. here we go. I guess hopefully that'll clear out while I'm in here looking at these drinks. Well, I got two drinks. They had it, you know, I got two monsters because their Rockstar selection is just not doing it. And then even the monster selection is not great. I don't know what... This gas station has been hit hard by something. I don't know. So I got... I did not get the... Assassin's Creed. Alright, I'm taking a different fucking freeway on ramp, because this is... No, whatever, it's right here. I'll just suffer through this fucking bullshit traffic and figure it out. Why is it like... What the fuck is happening? No, fuck this. I will not. I did not get any Assassin's Creed energy drinks. I got an ultra red. And then I, you know, breaking from, this is a football man on it. Who better to partner with on our latest all-pro creation? Gronk. We re-engineered the flavor and added our tried and true energy blend. To deliver the big bad buzz only Monster can. He's a beast on the football field and a party animal in the off season. In other words, he's a monster kind of guy. and it's got a picture of this football dude on it, and he's all holding a football, like, he's gonna throw, like, I guess spike it, right? Like, he scored, and he's like, fuck yeah! Let's fucking do some rails, bro! Like that. I'm going to listen to the local news for a couple minutes here. I'm kind of curious about the fire. This may have been the first morning that I didn't go look online to see what was up.
That area, how to protect themselves from ash and debris as they're doing the cleanup.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it, too. For the regular folks who are just getting back in and gratefully have not been impacted directly by the fire in their homes, is it, I know you've got information on the website, but since we're having a conversation, should we be using 409? Should we be using bleach? Should we be using white vinegar? What should we be using?
So if your house just has some smoke that came from the general air in your house, and just what your usual cleaners that you would use for cleaning up in your house, and make sure you change your air filter for your air conditioning and heater, because that's probably become quite full.
Right.
So going out and changing that, and then just wiping down your surfaces in your house.
What about our refrigerators that have been sitting with spoiled food?
Yeah, so obviously clean out your refrigerator, dispose of the spoiled foods, and then again, I would recommend you use your usual household refrigerator. Clean whatever you usually use for cleaning. Bleach is always a good option with using it with diluted with water and then wiping it off, just to, again, as you would with any power outage.
Yeah. And this just happens to be an extended one for most of us. What other things from a public health standpoint should we be thinking about?
I think the major ones are making sure that you're limiting your outdoor activity while the air is still poor air quality, and making sure that you're getting plenty of rest and, you know, managing your stress levels.
That's not easy. Either one of those things, that's not easy.
Not for any of us. Really being aware of that, being particularly sensitive to other people who also are feeling stressed, and knowing that that's affecting all of us, and then doing the cleanup again of your house as you're able to get back in. And we will have our information out again about entering again into the areas where there were evacuations, and keep everyone notified about air quality and any water issues or anything else.
Okay, very important parts there. And we know, of course, that Sutter Hospital was able to open its doors this week, reopen its doors fully, and we are awaiting word that Kaiser Hospital should soon be able to do the same. So that's going to make a difference for a lot of people, just having clear access, you know, to those places.
Most of the pharmacies are reopened in the county, so people can go to the pharmacies to get their medications refilled, and many of our primary care clinics, and there's a list on the Sonoma County website, but please feel free, reach out to try to go through your usual processes for health care, because our health care system is largely getting back up and run.
And, you know, one of the considerations that's been the case for the last 10 days is that a lot of people these days get their prescriptions through the mail. And obviously, you know, mail circumstances have been interrupted as a result of various parts of the county being affected. And so there's been a few hoops to jump through to figure out where your mail is and figure out how to get there, too, to pick up those prescriptions.
Yes, but if you're unable to get your mail, then you should see who your pharmacy benefits manager is, because many of them will also coordinate with a local pharmacy.
Okay, so that's good to know.
Yes, and so that you may be able to get your just a shorter, you know, instead of your 3-month refill, like 1 month or immediate refill at your local pharmacy.
Okay. All very good information, and I think it is, you know, going to be a circumstance that that we're dealing with in the time to come, too, as we not only consider rebuilding our communities and rebuilding our homes, we sort of have to rebuild ourselves after an experience like this, too.
Heavy.
Yes, and encourage people to talk about it, to recognize that some moments they may be feeling fine, and the next moment they may be feeling the impact of all of this trauma and grief, and that that's the normal recovery process. And if they need additional assistance, that there are many mental health services available, and there, those are also on site at the local assistance center and other places there are people that can help.
Okay, and if you would just do one more thing and just remind us,
what's the phrase that pays?
For further questions about public health or a repeat of the information that you and I have gone over, where's the best place to go online?
So I wish I had a short website for you. We're working on getting an easier, more centralized location. So, again, the main place to get information is from the main Sonoma County website with all of the information about not just the health information I've provided, but also all the other recovery and evacuation information.
Oh, very good. I wish we were just talking about flu shots right now, but that will come too. Dr. Millman, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate the information.
All right. Thank you. And I hope that everyone out there is hanging in there.
Amen to that, sister. Amen to that. That is Dr. Karen Millman from the Sonoma County Public Health Department, which many of Sonoma County services have sort of rolled into the Sonoma County Emergency Operations Center as we are going through this. So we appreciate all of the juggling that's had to be done and appreciate their input on the air, too. It's 8:58, that is, at KSRO.
Okay.
Silent was always tough for me, even at my happiest moments, because of my smile. I never knew about cosmetic dentistry, but now my smile...
Now it's
is
all
perfect.
I know.
Thank you, Dr. Sean Wilson.
I know having a beautiful smile makes everyone feel great. Unfortunately, even if you were born with perfect teeth, they may not be...
On November 10th. He's been saying he was coming with some new music for a minute, and now we actually get the date, so make sure November 10th you grab that out. Mixtape out from Wiz Khalifa called Laugh Now, Fly Later. And then also Snoop Dogg. He's been in the studio working too, and he's coming with a new project called Make America Crip Again. It's looking like the 27th of this month is when Snoop is going to drop that, so make sure you watch out for it.
Now greetings to the world. Gangsta no live in a tenement, yeah, no. Old boy no live in night and I'm in your porch. Watch it do my so. I want them
fuck all this pretty Sean Carter shit, nigga, ho. Sean was on that gospel shit. I was on the total fucking opposite shit. Stuff $1 million in a sock drawer. That's a war chest in case you need your chest knocked off. Y'all be talking crazy under the IG pictures. So when you get the hell, you tell them Blanco sent you. I can't take no threats, I got a set of twins. Those were just the words you'll never hear again. For the final time, you don't believe these moves. I never seen a worker rock so many jewels. I never seen a runner with so many cars. Y'all couldn't stop me, and I'm as tough as you say you are. My advice is just don't be too nice to niggas. Just set the price so niggas to live your life, my nigga. Once upon a time in the projects, Sean was in flight mode, I bought a Pyrex. I was in fight mode, oh now it's fucking me, huh? I was moving them kilos, help you move your peoples. Sometimes you need your ego, gotta remind these fools who they effing with, and we got effing too. Before we had A&Rs, we had ARs too. We the only ones really moving like y'all say y'all do. We still moving like y'all niggas say y'all did. Emory passed you niggas and he did a bit. Tata jumped over niggas, he like 5'6". Got the heart of a giant, don't you ever forget. Don't you never forget. Jigga got this shit popping. I pulled out the pot when we was out of options.
Youngster no live in a tenement yard. Good boy no live in a tenement yard. Too much watch it. Them so. Too much chatty.
Fuck all this pretty Sean Carter shit, nigga, ho. Put that drum in your ear, don't get smirk. I'm about to smurder anybody you heard of. Niggas could not be further. I father your style, birth of a nation, that Turner style. Y'all make me turn up all this talking down. Niggas are skipping leg day just to run their mouth. I be skipping leg.
But we decided what kind of woman Courtney Love was. So we decided her truth didn't deserve our belief.
Mm-hmm.
And that you literally had to wait until royalty, Hollywood royalty, women whose parents Harvey Weinstein knew, worked with, these women who grew up in, you know, privilege, the fact that they were not spared, the fact that they were targeted as well. But it took them coming forward, Ashley Judd, Mira Sorvino, Gwyneth Paltrow, mm-hmm. for us to be like, really? Somewhere the woman from the early 80s is like, my pain didn't count.
Yeah.
I wasn't worthy of your belief. Yeah. I wasn't worthy of your outrage. And when you add in women of color, when that juncture of racism and sexism, when those two meet, The silence is oppressing,
yeah.
And it's real. So anytime we want to judge someone for why did it take you so long, it's like, can we celebrate that I'm finally finding my strength to speak? Because every time we talk about why didn't you come out earlier, you are suppressing the voices of so many people who will not speak now.
Yeah.
Anytime you say, well, those women were trying to get ahead, you know, because a lot of the women, you know, in Harvey's case, were young actresses,
mm-hmm.
and we decide. Well, they were trying to come up. They wanted it. You had to have known going to the hotel room. I've gone to a lot of. It's standard in Hollywood, which is why I was tweeting about this the other night. It's standard in Hollywood to go to hotel lobbies, restaurants, hotel suites. People have office space in random places,
yeah.
that's isolated. It's not on the studio lot. Going to people's homes. You know. That's standard in our business.
Mm-hmm.
There was an audition that I went on years ago where it said you had to come in coochie cutters. These are exact words.
The short
shorts, but it said coochie cutters and tank tops. And there was the house was up off of Mulholland Drive in L.A., a very windy road, and there was no parking. So, like, all these women, there was literally 30, 40 women auditioning for one role. It was like a cattle call. We didn't realize that at the time. Like, the who's who of Hollywood trekking in these tiny shorts and tank tops because you had to park so far away and then walk along Mulholland Highway up to this director's home.
Wow.
And it was so demoralizing, but you want the job. You want the opportunity. You think this job is going to be the one that changes my life. So the situations and the sexism that you tolerate, hoping for an opportunity, I've literally never told that story ever. Mm-hmm. That was 10 plus years ago.
Wow.
Because it's embarrassing to think, was I that thirsty for a job? Was I that so hungry? Was my ambition so great that I suspended common sense and my self-worth for an opportunity,
mm-hmm.
for the hope? I talk about, you know, auditioning for Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
And standing in line, that the casting call was very clear. You had to come body conscious, and you had to be able to move. And we waited in line. I waited in line for the hope of you know, being chosen.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there is a casting tape somewhere. Quiet as it's kept, Tupac was like the nicest man in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The 25 of his closest friends that were also in the room, not as much, but every woman went into that, you know, into that audition, and it was for the California Love video, and you had to dance. And that's not my strength.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Per se. Don't let Bring It On fool you.
Okay, you killed it in Bring It On, though.
This is not a strength.
Okay.
And certainly not without alcohol. And I probably look like a dying cricket.
Yeah.
And he was just like, that was so good. That was very good.
Did you get the job?
No,
okay,
didn't get the job. I looked and I had a flip. I was still doing like sister. I was not getting the job.
But
the fact that I was willing to wait in line in the extreme heat for hours for the hope of exploiting myself,
mm-hmm.
Because that's what we're conditioned to think is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Women do whatever you need to do to get chosen. To be seen, to be shown as you are a standard of beauty because you've been chosen for a music video by a popular artist, and I wanted that,
yeah,
you know, but that's, you know, it's embarrassing,
yeah.
to admit now, as I'll be 45 in 2 weeks, that I was so, my self-esteem was so deficient that I allowed so much in my career and in my life. And it never occurred to me to stand up for myself. So it was by the grace of God and just being annoyed by being asked dumb questions,
mm-hmm.
that I finally came out about 20 years ago talking about the fact that I'd been raped.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people have decided they know my story, but they keep forgetting the rape part.
Yeah.
Because they've decided I'm a good girl. I'm the right kind of person. These things don't happen to you. Girls that get raped, women who get raped, you know, they dress provocatively. They're asking for it. You know, they put themselves in bad situations. And I'm like, no one
is asking for that.
Has ever said, I want to be raped. Yeah. No one is asking for it. All victims of sexual assault are deserving of our compassion and our empathy and our sympathy. Everyone's deserving of being put on that path to health and to live their best life.
Yeah.
But we as a society, as a global society, we place so much shame and so much blame on women without taking any accountability for ourselves.
Gabrielle Union, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you.
In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
I'm in love with your body. is Venus. My sign is rhythmic pop.
It's just super fun.
Venus.
The law. Listen to the big 80s on 8.
I was
signature and dry signature in Argentina.
A thrill.
It is, I don't know that you can quit in baseball, but it's what it feels like watching the Cubs.
That he had to go stand on first.
Although I will say, he acted, he did a little Lucille Puig, like when he got the walk, Puig. Like he did something. All right.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run the process with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses.
Damn hard with my squad. Oh, good God. Damn, I'm a scream. Ah, he's a dream. But when I float, rock with every note. Me, like a horror flick. Till tomorrow, I'm gone. Ghost.
Sayonara. Yo, see, can I get open? You know it, HD. Can I get open? You know it, hey, y'all. Can I get open? You know it. You wanna fly style? Jay's about to show. Well, come. Can I? There's never a question of how, but when I rip it, will I quit it? Forget it. Still, I always a point whenever I hit it. Rain's forbidden. Don't do what you're gonna, too late, y'all did it. I should have attacked, I'm running your back, like draft. Pros are proud of the fact that I start. That nigga's fast. I pick up the pieces, I straighten it out like D-Rock or C-S or creases. It's your choice, Jesus Christ. I'm nice like that, you freaking gay, right? I flow like water, so put your finger in the dike. I slam, I got original flavor, become a jam. I killed Kiko, and that was just me, the man. Go get your gun, I go all out with a can. Brothers is having a hard time with who I am. K, kicking it, A, ripping it way past why.
Stand up!
Yeah.
said I'm on my bullshit.
The side of she's got me.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
She's got me.
They say I overthink, but I don't think so. But I'll try to learn the game, so every shot is a free throw. But nothing comes for free, don't expect nothing from me, though. Niggas say I'm selfish, I don't agree, though. I broke bread when niggas put shoes on their feet. I bet the rest they had a few dollars so they can eat. I did it for the love, no other way that I could be. I was raised in that era to help niggas to their feet. Like, hey, hold that down, whatever extra you could keep. And I don't ask for nothing in return, just loyalty to me. We could sit, we could burn, we could teach, we could learn. And if money is the topic, then that's all of our concern. Don't get caught up in the gossip, girls will get you hurt. You can catch me in the projects on 161st. They say that black is cursed, I say my prayers by that church. Saying, Lord, please help me pray this rap shit works.
The youngest ain't clapping for brand, that's how the streets got them. Bitches ain't just being thots, that's how the streets got them. You want a box full of clocks, the streets got them. You want a trunk full of the fraud, the streets got them. The youngest ain't clapping for brand, that's how the streets got them. Bitches ain't just being thots, that's how the streets got them. You want some blocks, you can rock, the streets got them. You want chains full of rocks, the streets got them.
I do things for a reason, I don't condone shit. These niggas do, they ain't true, I got my own clay. I was homesick, but I still had the hood with me. On my shoulders, saying I'm from New York City. But the town had a couple clowns, had a throw. Wanna test a nigga hand, see how fast a nigga throws it. Then a razor gets involved, a nigga face is getting called. Put a smile on his cheek, left his face like a frog. Kept the rats close around whenever we came in town. Cause niggas are hot-headed, headed quick to gun you down. Get hit up with lightning bolt, 12 gauge of thunder sound. Lords of the underground, get lost and never found.
The youngest ain't wild for brand, that's how the streets got them. Bitches ain't just being thots, that's how the streets got them. You want a box full of Glocks, the streets got them. You want a trunk full of the roar, the streets got them. The youngest ain't wild for brand, that's how the streets got them. Bitches ain't just being thots, that's how the streets got them. You want some blocks, you can rock, the streets got them. You want chains full of rocks, the streets got them.
Confetti ain't even hitting, nigga. Got the wind, I want the record, nigga. What's the crime if you don't protect it, nigga? What's the name if they don't respect it, nigga? Nah, your confetti ain't even hit. These niggas fucking up the game, that shit is so suspicious. You ain't buy it all unless you blew a ticket. All off in the bill, but you ain't fuck them bitches. I'ma bowl all summer just to flex for Christmas. Angel wings on the doors, I got a suplex. Money don't make you fly, that's just my perspective. Running up the skull to expose a bluff. Cause nowadays getting the wind just ain't enough. Fuck the checkup last week, I got a new agenda. The last time I couldn't buy some shit, I can't remember. The last time I fucked the world, I might have busted some. I bought a crib and set that bitch on top of Mount Olympus. When you living that high up, it's hard to see the tension. I'm only selling game, I'm all out of simple. Rip the foreign like a trophy, gotta hold it steady. Fuck your party when your confetti ain't even heavy, nigga. Got the wind, I want the record, nigga. What's a crime if you don't protect it, nigga? What's the name if they don't respect it, nigga? Nah, your confetti ain't even here. We all off in the club like some sound bitch. Can't even drink my liquor money on my salad. Account like you got a check, spend it when you ready. I'm giving niggas hell, pray I go to heaven. Nailing in they coffin, the cost of them being off. Ballin' since I was across the winner circle my office. Fucking up with these wins, you fucking up with this loss. Waiting for got my season, I'm glad you're throwing that sauce. I might just throw up a toss and holler bucket. Cause when you risk game, know the grip change, nigga, but motherfuck you if you feel different. I caught a break, no debate, and you still fishing. The genie at the bottom, and you still wishing. No, my downfall, cause you petty. Confetti ain't even hitting. the win, I want the record, nigga. What's a crime if you don't protect it, nigga? What's a name if they don't respect it, nigga? Nah, your confetti ain't even here. Living in the hood, summertime, everybody looking real fresh. Still stressed, got a lot on my fan chest. Growing up in the ghetto, that's the real test. I guess I passed the school with straight A's. I knew I'd be out, it was just a phase. Smoking haze, it take me to another place. And I'm hating motherfuckers, you can see they face. I work hard, got a vision where I wanna go. And niggas high, doing Molly in the video. I never fuck with them weirdos. A shot of Henny and weed, it keep it straight, yo. Any money we seen, we just took. Young kids in the streets, we off the hook. Story of my life, you can feel it. Skids made the beat, this real music. I don't follow the trends, that's just through me. Living life on the edge was like a movie. Celebrate the cards I was dealt with. Started out hard, but ended perfect. Don't follow the trends, that's just through me. Living life on the edge was like a movie. Celebrate the cards I was dealt with. We started out hard, but ended perfect. I used to stare in my mom's eyes as the sun gone big rich. I used to hustle, kept my hammer on my right hip. I never trust your friend cause they the ones that jump ship. M.O.B. nigga, never trust no bitch. And I ain't satisfied till I'm on the Forbes list. I used to eat McDonald's, now a nigga ruthless. I started out in a Honda, now it's a spaceship. I used to have a one barrel, now it's basements. 50 on the wrist and it don't tick. And I ain't on Instagram cause I don't like pics. Cause I can kill you in the day or the night shift. Fuck a strip club, you see me on a night trip. Between real lives, I'm a grill strip. Cause I can make a barbecue to a main event. And I can turn a house party to a drug strip. And I'ma kill you for dollar, fuck who you came with. I don't follow the trends, that's just through me. Living life on the edge was like a movie. Celebrate the cards I was dealt with. Started out hard but ended perfect. I don't follow the trends, that's just through me. Living life on the edge was like a movie. Celebrate the cards I was dealt with. Started out hard but ended perfect.
Pill spinach right out your spouses. We hustle left for houses, custom couches, busting ounces, dealing with alchemy with the alky. Sisters wisdom all being born to this. Culture freedom in the flesh when I'm born exists. My gold chains came from spit, real shit. I'm a dime, not a chime, bitch. Pippin is lit from that 93706. I had to say it. The shit was so dope when I made it, they had to play it. I'ma pour the brother out for the bundle. Dirt digs, this shit is big. We serving niggas daily with the drug smuggling. Knowledge of self is a part of protection. The ninja, one who mastered the art of deception. Mind bender, who knew for free would be the best take. Celebrate my survival. 20 years ago, niggas was celebrate. I used to move Arizona from California. On the low from territory to territory. I can tell you stories. Some fly shit, some that's allegory. Triumphing through the trail of glory. Cocky as fuck, but I got a reason to be. Summertime is feeling like medallion seasoning me. And now these lambs so salty that they seasoning me.
My bitch is so bad, you wonder what she sees in me. Know some murder mommies, evil and loose, who sell pussy on the side, certified legal masseuses. Fucking mask off, no future. I'm a connoisseur of Kama Sutra, power pimping and prostitution. Ancient sciences, evolution and revolution. Art of war, cartel, pro practice and resolutions. It's cake to be made, I'm trying to cut a slice. My junior high school homies is doing double life. Top of the game, I'm doing double life. Shit is real, tell the engineer to cut the lights. Some say I'm best on the west, I say you fucking right. Don't take my humbleness for weakness, cause I'm nothing nice. I used to move Arizona from California, New York and New Jersey, that used to be my territory. I can tell you stories, some fly shit, some discovery.
Yeah, just driving two lanes, just weave into me while you're driving. That's cool. It's real cool. This fucker in this Camry almost hit me. This person in this Lexus in front of me has a license plate that says MacGyver. I don't know who's making any of this.
Why wouldn't it be? Lord, see a red man in the building. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, man. Red, what the hell, man?
What you mean?
What's going on? You scaring people now.
Well, I'm not scaring people. I know I'm an ugly motherfucker, but you know, I shouldn't be scaring.
No, you ain't got to do that, man. You ain't got to be scaring people, man. On TV now.
Why not?
Why are you doing that?
They're getting money.
So, would you scaring out their money, or what you doing?
Yeah, well. You know, the show is called Scared Famous on VH1.
Okay.
Premieres this Monday, October 23rd, 9 o'clock.
Now, why are you scaring people?
Man, listen, Lord Sear, you know me. I don't want to act, bruh. I don't want to host no show, man. It was a good platform for me to act a fool a little bit, man. And okay. I needed that. And VH1, I like that they believed in me and my character to bring that show across. And, at least I get to scare somebody and they get money at the end for their favorite charity.
Great.
So they get something out of it. That's you know, dope. They get something out of it.
Are you scaring celebrities? Are you scaring...
Yes! Ooh. I'm scaring celebrities. Let me see that goddamn paper right there.
Well, hold on here.
Let me tell you something, man.
Who the hell you scaring?
First of all, I like the platform of the show because they got the biggest reality stars from all different big...
Talk to me.
Big reality shows.
Oh, that you scaring the shit out of.
Exactly. So let me read off a couple of names so y'all get familiar with what I'm talking about in this bitch.
Okay.
All right. We got Alaska from RuPaul's Drag Race on there.
Don't scare, man.
Come on.
That's fucked up, but you're not going to scare out of this. Yeah,
why not? You know, why not? And you know what? I learned a lot from that motherfucker, too, man. I really learned a lot from her. Okay. Or her. I think it's shaky on there. I said that one time, too. That's fucked up. We got Don Benjamin on there with his green ass eyes.
Shit.
America's Next Top Model. He was cool. He had his little scary moments. Drita! From Mob Wives is on there.
No, watch out. Can't do that, man. That's going to come back to you.
No, Drita was dope. Drita, she is a tough girl, man. She don't play no games, but yeah, she was scared a little bit too.
You wasn't scared?
Fuck yeah, I was scared, man. Yo, first of all, we shot Scared Famous 30 minutes or maybe 20 minutes out of Savannah. And the property we shot it on was haunted as fuck. You already know Savannah and that part of the area is plantation area. So that's...
That's crazy. No,
yeah, exactly. Nah, that's serious, bro. So you have a lot of rich history on this land that we was shooting on.
And
was
you mad? You had to be mad at some point.
I wasn't mad. I was scared. I was scared a little bit because...
But not scared mad.
I had to stay in the house by myself on that land. And things happened. A couple of things happened that would have definitely made you shit a chicken, sir. Serious. No bullshit. It was an experience. It was a good experience to come over your fear. We got Erica Meenan from Love of Hip Hop New York on there. You know she's sexy. She's sexy. She knows she is. We got Eva on there, America's Next Top Model. She's beautiful. Strong.
Strong legs.
Strong. She is strong. Oh, my God. Miss Nikki Baby from Love of Hip Hop Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Nikki Baby. Nigga. Remember Eddie Murphy said that on Vampire from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Nigga! You know who the hell she is.
Nigga!
We got Safari and his coconut oil rubbing ass up on there.
Did
from
you
Love
see
his
hairline?
I seen that.
That's fucked up. Why he do that, man?
That he got an operation on his hairline?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get an operation on the hairline.
That's crazy. And it's Griffin, too. Like, I think it's Griffin or died something.
Yeah,
it's grip is one of them.
How do you get an operation on a hairline?
And it's spray paint, and you do it. They do it first. I think they do it with the spray paint first, and then they measure, they line it, and then it go in.
Wow.
I think it might get hair from your, I don't know, from your legs or
wow,
under your balls or your ass, and then put on.
Yeah, I know, because my hairline a little bit is on a milk box a little bit. It's going missing a little bit.
But you're getting your shit braided, and you're getting older now. It's different.
Yeah, right. And
but he's young with a bad hairline.
Oh.
That's hard. And on that note, hold on. We gonna come right back. NHN 45. Let's play a joint. I want to get into smoke Buddha because you had to smoke some Buddha to scare somebody.
Yeah, you had to. Had to be high. Had to be high to scare somebody.
Let's do it. 88. Stay with us. In the building.
Let's get it.
Lord's his flesh. We'll be right back.
Hey, yo, I got a slight problem. I smoke weed too much. These buckles up, back up when I'm splitting my nuts. Back up. Ain't nobody hitting for free. It's just E, double E, keep burying me. It costs 20 if you're down with it. Hey, yo, son, I ride around with my hooky tenant to ride around with. Cause I be feeding for that pookie. I smoke the good shit. Save your backyard boogie for all groupies. And I be smoking up the hotel lobby between more sheets than the ice leaf. I'm holding it down for the B-R-I-C-K. Blaze tell you to get through. Whole life we ask me if I love the rap game. I'm loving it, cause I can do with the fuck. I feel this real blaze to poop with the dine and temple to get the down. I'm on horn and in on your dirt spot. I'm getting mad hooked up in your dirt spot. To all my real power, always smoking in the ugly. Out like tame in the open.
plus I got the raw dog, no need to stick your nose in. Gave you a straight up shotgun when we were smoking. Froze you so fast you looked at like Madonna Vulcan. I got the shit to get your whole big high.
I like Redman, I like the idea of Redman, but I don't know that I would watch some haunted house TV show with Redman on it. That might be a bridge too far. Like some reality show thing.
Buddha.
What we doing, man?
Smoke Buddha.
Now I'm here with a good friend of mine, best friend of mine, Redman, in the building. And now we got to talk about Redman. Are you singing again?
No,
you sing.
No, I ain't singing.
What?
No. Only way I would sing if Eric produced my R&B album and Faye Evans helped write it.
If Eric, you hear this, y'all?
Yeah, because I learned how to sing from Faith Evans when I was younger.
You know, she's a designated.
Yeah, and Faith talked about that too. Huh?
She used to be my girl back in the day when I was 16.
Yeah,
I love Faith, man. That's, you know, we all family.
Man.
We all family.
Speaking about family,
yes.
Death Squad.
Yes.
A Death Squad album?
Don't start no shit, Sia.
Come on.
You know you're going to have to call fat ass Eric for that.
And they even call me the DJ that he don't want to show up, that he want to show up.
But E, you come on, E.
But you have the DJ soon.
Yeah, I will. You know I'll come up here and blow it down for you. Absolutely. Let me know. Anytime, brother. Anytime.
Now.
Oh, yeah, let me mention these last two. Just the last two, because I can't forget these.
We're talking about Scared Famous. That's from Man Monday.
That's right.
So 23rd at 9 p.m. Start. My little red man.
Absolutely. And Sky from Black Ink Crew is on there. Tiffany, Big Titty Tip from New York.
Ooh,
Love New York is on there. And Young Jock from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is on there.
Is he wearing a skirt?
No, he's not wearing a skirt, but he has the haircut. What is this about the skirt shit? Is he wearing a skirt?
The nigga wore a skirt because he lost a bet. And he had to wear a skirt.
Well, how long?
He said for a day in Vegas.
A day?
They said if he loses the bet, he said, hey, if I lose the bet, I wear a skirt. And he wore a skirt.
I wouldn't have bet no shit like that.
Not at all.
I would have bet like 5K or something. Fuck that.
Straight up.
Then
he might wear a skirt. But he got that hairdo, though.
Jock is cool, though.
Jock is the man.
Jock is the fucking man. He helped make that show because he's funny. He's a funny motherfucker.
But I never heard of anything having a baby mama reunion. Like a baby mama togetherness of his baby mamas, of all his children.
Right.
Having it, you know,
right
for the kids, and
that's right.
I never heard nothing like that.
No, not at all.
Unless you're black women.
Yeah, like, you know, and that's danger waters right there. You can't be fucking around if you ain't got your shit together. Having all those women together and not having a plan. But he got everything intact, man. He came on there and did his thing, brother.
Speaking about the plan of the show, who thought of this to Scared Famous? The idea, the perception.
Shit, man. VH1 and the people up there. I mean, they just coming out with so many. Great ideas, man, for our show. You know, VH1 is like our modern-day soap opera channel now.
It is.
You know?
It is.
And you know, with this show, it kind of breaks the mold on what they've been doing as far as just creating the show and just having everybody just say, all right, we're part of this one show and make the stars from there. They actually brought stars from different shows and put them in one pot. That's something different.
But that's something different.
Like
very
the
interesting.
Real world road rules.
The show is just not all about me scaring them. The show basically about them staying in the haunted house all together and how they get along. So it's like, it gives you more. So it's just not me on there scaring them with challenges. They actually got to stay in the house on haunted property in rooms together and live there for 3 weeks.
What if they can't? You know, I'd be like, I'm out. I can't stay here.
Then they offer that bitch. Believe me.
But what if they want to come back and be like, yo, I'm sorry.
They can. That's the whole thing. They go for the jugglers up there because they want that 100 grand for their charity. So, you know, some of them, you know, hey, some of them will be your friend in the hour and they find out that challenge. They ain't your friend no more.
Right.
It goes down. And what's interesting about this show is that the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Rules.
What the rules?
I can't really say the rules, but
The rules varies and it changes. So just when you think you're winning or you win a challenge, you could actually be out the next day because of someone judged. It is crazy. Once y'all get into it, y'all see what I mean. Because even every day when I walked on a set and they told me the rules and how they're going to, you know, or the acceptance of the rules of the challenges, I was like, oh, shit. So if this person wins, they get to choose someone who, oh, my God.
Nah.
And then you go back to like, yeah, they are beefing in the house, so I know she's going to choose her. Yeah, it gets that drastic. It get that fucking
but
drastic,
but does it get to like almost a fight?
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Shit, yeah. And the best part about it is, like I said, these are reality stars from different shows. So they,
they're all terrible.
So they all coming on there cocky.
So they looking at each other, who the fuck is you?
Yeah.
I didn't like you on that show.
Exactly.
We wanted to keep it low.
Everybody was friends when we got up on that bitch. I came in, everybody was like, hey, we on a new show. About the middle of that bitch, man, shit.
How did you have the result of violence? Like, how'd you have to be like, it's a show, but it's a charity.
That's right. Well, they had their moments. They had their moments, definitely.
Get Gronk, I guess.
You know, when money on the line, shit changes. People change. When it's time to win,
it's like a Red Bull.
All that friendship shit is off the door.
And
motherfuckers was looking surprised when he was getting cut too. Like, are you serious? Yeah, it got real funky. It got real funky. Y'all gotta check that shit out.
Cut. Like, yo, relax. It had to get to that, like...
Hey, sometimes we had to cut. Like, Yeah.
Wow, man. Mm-hmm. I am proud of you for doing, like, why this long for a TV show, man?
That's good, boss. Why is this long for a TV show?
Yeah.
I just said I ain't want to act. I ain't want to host no shows. Mm-hmm. I want to be behind the camera. That is my goal.
Director Redman.
Director, my top goal in life is to come out with an open toe high heel shoe for women. That's my goal.
You
once I do
that long time ago,
yeah, and
man.
I'm gonna still do it. It costs a lot of goddamn money, man, to do that. Now, so I'm letting everybody know whoever do shoes, if you want to do a one off with Red Man, I'm available right now. That's my goal in life, to do a high heel open toe shoe for women. Because I
red
love
toes, Red Man.
I love
Red Man
feet.
Red toes.
Got a bad fetish. You could get the car and everything if your feet is on point. But besides that, I want to be directing. Behind the camera, shooting some shit.
What would you direct, like documentaries, full films?
No, I would do full films.
Okay.
Documentaries, I would do it all. I would want to do commercials as well. I love commercials.
But you can be so... You already have your albums, Money Wasn't, have skits.
Yes.
That are incredible.
That's why. See, that's why I know you're my boy. That's why I love you. That's why... You my fucking boy, sir.
You know that, man. We
because
family.
I had the talent, the ability to bring a skit to life, to make you visualize it as it was played. And that's what made me want to get more in directing, bro. Good shit.
It should be.
Yo, Sierra is moving to Newark, y'all.
That's right. Oh,
Sierra is moving to Newark. I'm about to get this boy in the gym.
Yes.
He's going in the fucking gym. Because
be
health
down,
is well.
Down.
Yes.
Yes, it is, brother.
Yes.
And wait a minute. A Red Man health book.
I want to learn more first. I want to learn nutrition. I really want to learn nutrition and... Because I'm still finding out what works for me. Like, I would love to come out with a plan for somebody who moves as much as I do. Because an artist or anybody that moves as much as I do with the road, and they're not able to get their meals in like they should be. And I want to master that. I want to master my nutrition. I want to master all that and then give out some good advice.
Yes, Redman.
You know,
master your...
You're a master of... You're a master of...
Ceremonies.
The flow.
Oh.
We need an instrumental, please, Redman.
Of what?
Just a hip flow.
Oh, no, you're...
Come on!
Yo, I'm in... Yo, Sear, I'm in Muddy Waters mode right now. Like,
wait a minute, Muddy Waters 2.
Yes, I'm in Muddy Waters 2. And I'm actually trying to drop that next year.
Come on!
Yo, Sear, shut up.
Dude,
don't start no shit. Shut up. All right, I told y'all bastards before, I'm paying for samples.
Oh, shit.
I got hella samples on my album, bruh. And I'm with InGroove, so I'm independent, and I want to make sure the shit is right, so I'm definitely dropping it next year. Just these samples, you know, when you're dealing with samples, you got to understand, you can't just pay for the sample. You have to send it in, and then your lawyers and them sample people are going back and forth to get it down as much, or them, okay, or them to get it as high as much. Mm-hmm. And then it's the, say for instance, if you use a sample and one of the people who own that sample, that own a sample with that group, they die. So they got to go through to find the family, find whoever was handling it. It gets
the publishing company.
Yeah, it gets real serious. God, like, it can take for like 2 months for a song to clear sometimes. For one song. So I'm doing a whole album, and majority of my album has samples. And that's why, like, right now, like, I know I'm going to see you on my album run when I come through.
Yes.
So that's why today I'm not really busting no bars, because I want to save all my shit for the album, whatever. And when I come through, you see you know I do it right. But,
of course, I know.
Yeah, Muddy Waters 2 is definitely on the way, man. How High 2 still being written as we talk.
What?
We sent it back in to be written over, but...
What?
Scared Famous. That's why we here, baby. I can't wait to see it Monday because I haven't seen any of it.
You lying.
I seen the trailers that you seen.
I seen the trailer. What do you mean?
I haven't seen nothing. I haven't seen not one thing but a trailer. So I'm... You gotta understand, man, as we was doing the show, you know, as you do a show, when you come out with a show, when you do anything, you know, you find your niches and you try to correct your niches.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of niches that we had to correct, and they got corrected. So I am so eager to see how they put this together and with the house. Because it's not like just one thing. It's not like me giving... The reality stars challenges, as I said earlier. They actually have to live in this one house, and it's just chaos with me giving them the challenges.
They have to be very emotional, even if they lose.
Yes.
Because it's that charity. They get the money with the charity. So probably the last 2-3.
Yes.
And they lose.
Yes. It be serious.
It gets that dramatic.
It gets that dramatic, y'all. Yes, sir.
Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Coming from you, I appreciate that, man.
Yes, man. All day. You know,
trust me, shows I'm doing the right thing, man.
Yes, indeed. Real man, like, thank you for coming through.
Oh, always. And, Sierra,
yes.
I got to, like I say in every interview, because it's very important that I say this in every interview, because you just like me. You respect people. You respect people's time and who they are. Sorry, I'm eating a pretzel. That's all I'm smacking the whole time up this bitch. I eat my burgers. But, Sierra, and I'm going to tell the whole world this, too.
Okay.
Don't judge these people, these reality stars, when you see them on TV.
Judge them on.
Yeah, they do, because they see a lot of ratchetness. And everybody thinks that sells, whatever. And it do. It's good to see. I like ignorant shit, too, sometimes. I like seeing ignorant shit. I'm that nigga. Fuck it. But don't judge these people, these reality stars at all, until you meet them and have a full conversation with them. Because when I got around all of them, they looked at me like Big Unk. Especially Sky from Black Ink. She called me her brother right off the bat. Like, yo, this Straight is my up. Brother. Like, he looks like me. Yo, we light-skinned. Yo. She is so wonderful. And don't judge these people. You really have to sit down and have a conversation with them. Then you can pass your judgment. Because they're young. They're young in the game.
Right.
They're offering... our life to them for our entertainment.
Going into different plateaus, though, like, you know, platform, meaning, you know, different when we came up.
Right.
Now it's TV and Instagram. And
yes. Well, that's the thing. You know, a TV wasn't going to allow regular, like, Channel 7 and Channel 4, they ain't allowing that shit.
No, they ain't
playing that game. They're not playing that game there. So I'm glad we got, you know, outlets like VH1, MTV, To show us things that we might want to see.
Right.
Big up to my boy Do It All Dude 2 from Lords of the Underground.
Is he going to be up now, man? Was he running for Newark?
Yeah, he's running for Councilman of Newark.
If he
wins, he'll be the first political rapper in position ever, and I'm rooting for him. That's been my boy since I was 14 years old, and I'm glad that he was able to establish himself as from an MC to... you know, actually helping the city that he came from, and I think that's very big. So big up to my boy Do It All Do for council. You can reach us over here at 211 Media Group in Newark. which will be right around the corner from you.
Right on.
And, you know, support us. That's what we're doing. We're doing big things in Newark.
And what we're going to do, we're going to get into the Nice Night Remix.
Oh! Who want to have a motherfucking OG? Yeah. Word is bomb. Word is bad. Yeah.
It's shape four filers got.
Who want to have a motherfucking
walking down the street with black sacks and knapsacks. I know for smoking ass crack to look at ass blacks back. So all my niggas, up your fucking damage, let me hang your lip go. Now did you catch the victim?
Hell no.
Come back into fat into funky jazz. Blast the motherfucker till you're peeking through his fat. And my brain is twisted, funky realistic. On the hill, shit, I rock a till. Bitches start giving at that brunette. With pajamas at the Gucci, pass the clip, pass the loose shit. The booyah, I give you another shot at the good shit. Don't believe me, why you pussy breaking hard and up to the bitch? The clitoris, dangling from my cock, I don't feel shit. So check me, the original, don't pesky, beat the sexy. I got more gadgets than the inspector, go jet ski. The swoop through your troops, knock the boost on your troops, hide it for your loot. Wrap a fucking chain around your tooth, cause that's the way it goes when tonight's the night. The music feeling smoking delicate, the mood is right. I stick the knife between your eyes and blast the eye of sight. Cause that's the way the nighty-headed niggas hold and fight.
Blood spot the process.
I'm smoking the chocolate, so I don't get me hot with. I ran through more niggas than any kid that was adopted. Plus the nostrils couldn't swallow my cock.
The fuck? How do you? What's a How High 2 look like? Those dudes could barely pass for college when that first one was made.
I'm fucking Madonna, down to Smurf, and down on down to the moon. Folks from addicts, the bad shit, the wicked basket from caskets. Plus I'm rolling blunts with niggas ashes. Smoke on the choke, light a toke until it's proper. I deserve an Oscar for pulling Glocks out niggas' mouth. Cause I kill like that, plus I roll like that. I'm that guy with several balls, and even Bell knows that. But fuck that. We jumped in the run and taking some guns and going up town. We check Vinny right out, he pulls the smack out. Then roll up the bills, nails the baby at the booth.
Daddy, go behind the scene with us right now on Twitter and Instagram at Shane45. The hype is real.
Get my hands on
bills and grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal. Three course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine and bill. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave in your will. Don't knock me for trying to bury seven zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody zero, but I wanna be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50-pound bag of oof for the mutts. 5 carrots on my hands with the cuts. It's something I want to own. Crank it out with the clutch.
Drinking more liquor, driving a bro bigger. I'm with Mo Sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours. Popping crystals, freaking the 3/4 reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Binge G for my team, so while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
the heat. I'm just trying to cop those colossal size Picassos. I have poppy six coke outside, don't got those. The end dot with cash blowing like Sosa. And the Latin chick transporting in a cho-cha. Stampeding over pop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers, stealing away by Minnesota. Avoiding off with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stash in a building with this chick named Malona. From Daytona, when I was younger, I want the phone.
Yeah, this truck is blocking this alley pretty good.
Did it too.
because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life, they can handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we're close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely.
All right, I'm here. I'm gonna go have a grand Wednesday. I don't even know anymore.